Hare Krishna, probably devotees have seen how a few days ago in southern Florida there was another one of these unfortunate massacres. This was a school massacre where some ex-school student came back to his school and killed 17 students, and included students and teachers, wounded many others. And added to the toll of all these unnecessary casualties that come because in America there is a constitutional right for every citizen to carry arms. If we really consider it, then we can see that this law was passed in the days of the Wild West, where there was no good law enforcement, where people were had to really protect themselves because there wasn't anybody else to protect them. And and there were robbers, Indians, of course the Indians, the white men more or less put into jail, but by that I mean reservations. There was a need or a necessity, especially settlers, as they were settling in a whole new country, to protect themselves. But that's no longer the case anymore. The West has been settled. It's a peaceful place. The Indians, as I mentioned, have all been banished. And although robbers certainly still abound, but there's a good protection system. There's a police system in America, most highly advanced in the world, as well as military. So what is the need now for there to be more guns in the United States than there are people? And not just any old gun, but people can buy every brand of gun that's available, machine guns. If you can give a good reason for it, you can even buy a tank. It's again the unnecessary excess of a inconsiderate society, a society that doesn't really think very seriously about what its needs are. And the result of that is the highest rate of crime in the world. Statistically, other places where having arms and bearing arms is illegal, there the crime rate is much lower. In the UK, most policemen don't even have weapons. And it's a much lower crime rate, but to speak of in places like Japan, it's almost 1% of the crime rate of America. And yet it's a business. And it's a business that provides politicians with backing. And somehow or another, people connect having guns or the right to have guns with their freedom. And if they're not allowed to possess guns, then it's a infringement of their freedom. Of course, it's not just the citizens of the United States that are in the big business of purchasing guns and making them and selling them. It's an industry, a local industry, but it's a global industry that Americare also supplies so many other parts of the world with all kinds of arms. Again, is it for some particular use? Is it really just for defense? Not really. It's again a extension of the unnecessary consumerism, the unnecessary production of things based on making money one way or another, whether it means by at the cost of the lives of others. Because, once again, no one really considers, well, what is it that people really need to live? And we should have the basic necessities of life. And are these armaments really contribute to the basic necessities of life? Or are they beyond into the realm of excess, where for the purpose of having a good global arms trade, which is of course the biggest business in the world, we are willing to risk not only the lives of 17 people, but of thousands and millions of people unnecessarily. And it's part of the extension of the same type of greedy consciousness of making money at all costs and not knowing our limits, not knowing when we should stop and how we should restrain ourselves, our production, our industry, and when rights actually go beyond just some particular law, when rights actually start to, the rights of some start to infringe upon the rights of others, especially the right to live. It's very rare that I see articles about homeowners shooting some robber or some murderer because they've intruded into their home. But unfortunately, we hear a lot about these type of massacres that takes place when mentally deranged people get access to high velocity and very destructive firearms. Anyway, it's an unfortunate state of affairs and something that thinking people would reconsider. But of course, for that, thinking people have to be willing to vote in a thinking person into their White House as well, not a not-thinking person. Hare Krishna.